Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into the Red Sox pregame show across the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Brian Barrett with you, getting you ready for the first of this three-game set between the Sox and the Phillies. And earlier today, we had a chance, I don't know if you've heard, but the Red Sox have the fourth overall pick on Sunday. So we had a chance to chat with ESPN's draft guru, Kylie McDaniel, about what the Red Sox are going to do at number four. So it's time now for the Farm Report, which is sponsored by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. The Kubota Z200 mower gives you zero-turn agility to cut quickly and like a pro. Test drive a Kubota Z200 in Connecticut at Ruette Sibley Equipment in New Milford, R&S Rentals and Sales in Torrington, or F&W Equipment in Orange. All right, so Kylie, you just put up your latest mock draft, and you have the Rangers taking Jack Leiter. We've been monitoring the Leiter situation, as you can imagine, like crazy here, but you think the Rangers grab him there at number two?
Yeah, right now it sounds like the discussion at number two is down to Jack Leiter and Khalil Wasson, and as I best understand it right now, Texas is leaning towards thinking they're going to be able to compete in a year or two, right, as Jack Leiter will be getting to the big leagues. And they've also had some troubles in the past developing high school pitching, so that seems to kill two birds with one stone as opposed to a high school shortstop where you may have to wait up a little bit longer. So I think they're leaning that direction. The question then becomes, if Khalil Watson's camp then sees he's not going to go one or two, he then would probably fall to number five. Does he then price himself such that he then becomes the second pick? These are the sort of dynamics that are at play right now and will change in the next couple of days. I'm just trying to monitor where I think it is right now, and this stuff is going to change, and I can tell you agents and GMs read this stuff, and if three straight mocks that have, you know, have some intel to them start pointing at the same thing, people's prices will change, and teams will start taking different guys, which may sound crazy, but I can tell you that's what happens.
Yeah, and Kylie, we've heard a lot of it here that Jack Leiter's camp may want to get to number four to get to the Red Sox. Have you heard some of that?
I've heard that rumor. I don't know if that's true, but I think all things being equal, if every team offers the same amount of money of the teams in that top 5-6 where he could go, I would think he'd want to go to the biggest market where he could, you know, pitch in the playoffs most quickly. So I do believe that, but also every pick goes down in potential bonus value. So at some point, it's how much is it worth? And I don't know the answer to that question, but I wouldn't rule out that he wants to be in Boston.
We're chatting with Kylie McDaniel, covers the draft for ESPN, worked for four major league teams. You can follow him on Twitter, at KylieMCD. All right, so speaking of Leiter, how high is the ceiling on him, and when do you expect him to be up in the big leagues?
So we had a conversation about this with Chris Burke, Kyle Peterson, Eduardo Perez, some of the guys that will be on the draft broadcast, and we sort of landed on, and I think this is a consensus within the industry as well, that he is on the same timetable as Casey Mize, number one pick out of Auburn a couple years ago, where he'll go straight to the minor leagues, maybe high A, double A to finish this year, handful of starts, maybe five or six, and then next year would open at high A or double A, and we've seen this this year with the number three overall pick last year of the Marlins, Max Meyer out of Minnesota. He's in double A right now. If he continues performing and they need him and, you know, all the stars align and there's not any sort of service time manipulation and all that sort of thing, like, he could be in the big leagues this year. Casey Mize made it in that year two, roughly 20-25 starts in the minors and then in the big leagues. I think Leiter's on that same timetable. The only real question would be, can he continue to improve his sort of execution and command? The raw stuff, all the other elements are there. It's just the command that needs to get a little bit better. But I think he's not going to be tested enough for it to improve until he gets to high A or double A.
Wow. So now a lot of Red Sox fans are going to be irritated that Jack Leiter doesn't fall to number four to the Red Sox. Speaking of Vanderbilt pitchers, though, Kumar Rocker was the guy heading into the season that everybody thought maybe could be the number one pick. You have him going seven to the Royals. He's still in the top seven, but why did he fall this year in terms of his draft stock?
It's a little, I would say, a little bit predictable. I would say that my early the beginning of the spring, I had Leiter just ahead of Rocker, and I think sentiment within the scouting industry shifted probably in the preseason, maybe even as far back as the fall, that Leiter is essentially continuing to improve every five or six starts. He'll show you a different element. If he has a bad start, he'll bounce back with a good one. He'll add a different pitch. Command will improve. You know, all kinds of little things are happening. And obviously, he's just sophomore eligible, and obviously his freshman year, with, you know, last year, he didn't have a lot of time. So in like a small amount of time, he's made a lot of improvements, which is, you know, surely tied to, you know, the excellent makeup and his dad being Al Leiter and, you know, professional environment, both at home and at Vanderbilt. Whereas Kamar Rocker, I think, was pretty reasonably, you could see. I mean, this guy was up to 95, weighing, you know, close to 250 pounds as like a 15-year-old. His dad was a defensive lineman. His current defensive line coach has been in the NFL, big college programs. And not knowing anything about Kamar's future, when you see a guy that big throwing that hard at that age, you're going to think, oh, this is the kind of guy that will physically peak a little bit earlier. He'll get his velocity quicker than other guys, which is exactly what happens. And by the time he gets to 25, some guys that seem inferior to him right now that are 88 to 91 and weigh 170 pounds, some of those guys will either pass him or get much closer, and that's sort of what Jack Leiter is. So I think in a way, I wouldn't say Kamar Rocker peaked as a freshman with that outstanding performance in route to winning the national championship and most outstanding player, but I think his stock was as high then as it was going to be as an amateur. I think he would have gone 1-1 if he could be drafted in that moment. And since then, he's been very good, but has had trouble getting that much better, whereas Jack Leiter and some of these other, you know, slightly later blooming players, they're obviously all still very young, they've continued to improve, and he doesn't really have that much more room to improve. And then the other issue was sort of the swing and miss on his fastball, which is just an issue that, given his delivery, his arm slide, the way he, the ball rolls off his fingers, he's just naturally not quite as good at that as Jack is, and it's hard to change that kind of stuff. So there's just a couple of small things, and I would still say it's maybe two-thirds chance that Leiter is better than Rocker. This is by no means a done deal, which is why they're just within a few picks of each other.
Yeah, so I was just asking you in terms of, you have the Red Sox taking Henry Davis, the catcher from Louisville, at 4. Of course, you have Brady House off the board at number 3. So what was your idea behind the Sox settling with Davis at 4 over some of those high school shortstops, Khalil Watson and Jordan Lawler, who are still on the board?
Yeah, the two names I keep hearing with the Red Sox is Leiter and Davis. It sounds like one of them will certainly be there. It's possible both of them get there. I will say Khalil Watson fits the kinds of things that they like. And one of their top scouting executives, Mike Rickard, lives in North Carolina, near where Khalil Watson is. So that would totally make sense to me. I have not heard them connected to the level where I can. And I think the sort of thinking from the Red Sox point of view is all of these players, this top 6 or 8 players, are all pretty similar. All things being equal, we are the team that can contend, obviously, right away, while the other teams are mostly rebuilding. Those teams are generally looking for, we need an all-star. A lot of them are small-market teams that can't go get guys in free agency that are all-stars. And so they're leaning toward, we don't mind if we have to wait some. We're not very good right now. We need upside. And for the Red Sox, in a world of, you know, 6 to 8 similar players, they're like, all right, let's lean toward the college guys that are a little more finished product that will get here a little quicker because we can benefit from that a little more quickly. And then when you hear that Leiter and Davis are the guys they're most interested in, that makes a lot of sense. I think if Marcelo Meyer somehow got there, which I don't think there's almost any way he will, I think they would take him. So I don't think they're ruling out these shortstops. I think they just slightly prefer the college guys, and they'll get to choose from one of them.
And Kylie, just before we let you go, and really appreciate the time, Jaren Duran, we expect to see him after the All-Star break. Do you have a comparison to the type of player Duran is?
Yeah, he's an interesting one because he was seen as somewhat one-dimensional at Long Beach State as like a speed guy that didn't have much raw power, definitely getting through in games. He actually got a little stronger and continued to improve his swing. So he has, I think, morphed a good bit. And I'm not sure there's, like, a great example of a guy that's had that kind of trajectory. And he's been hitting for power for a short enough period of time that from sort of a scouting evaluation perspective, like, you don't want to project that he's going to hit 30 home runs. But, like, if you offered him starting this year, you would think, I guess that's on the table. So I hesitate to put a name on him just because it might seem like I'm underrating what he's doing this year or I'm putting too much stock in it. But there's a lot of 10 for solid above average everyday center fielders, and I'm kind of interested to see if he can keep up this momentum at the big league level.
All right, that's Kylie McDaniel. He covers the draft for ESPN and the top prospects as well. You can follow him on Twitter. It's @KylieMCD. Kylie, thank you so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
The Farm Report brought to you by Geico. Saving you money on car insurance has been Geico's home run for over 75 years. Get a quote today with a proud partner of Major League Baseball at geico.com. Geico, switch today and see all the ways you can save.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!